it helped me a lot. I mean, the ultimate test is we see Saturday how much he helped. But just getting snaps from under center, just working on my short to medium accuracy, touch on the balls and things like that.
You're a good pilot. You just needed more time in the seat
for
flight. Do you feel that
you're now ready? I mean, only time will tell if I'm ready. But that was a pretty accurate statement by him. But yeah, I can definitely agree with that statement.
Cardo, I think you're 253 when you weighed in. Is that a good size? Too big? Too
tall?
What about that?
I mean, no, I don't think it's too big for a quarterback. You got four or five guys who starting in the NFL with that size or a little bigger.
And what does that size and height do? What does that do for you? You think, especially as an NFL quarterback, maybe even more than in that United States system.
I guess it helps me in the pocket. You know, stand tall in the pocket, be strong. You know, it's not bad to have a little physical size behind a little bit of speed.
Cardell, how would you explain your last year at Ohio State personally, not team wise, but personally, after the way the previous year ended? Starting the entire season, how do you look
at it? To me personally, it's a disappointment to me for the personal goals and things I wanted to accomplish. But everything happened was for the betterment of the team. And my goals and the things I wanted to do and accomplish as a quarterback, definitely as a leader of that team, as a quarterback of that team, they don't outweigh the team's, you know, success. So, like I said, everything happened for the betterment of the team, though. Of course not.
What's the one thing that makes you most a pro ready?
Repeat that.
The one thing that most makes you pro ready for the
NFL? I think the experience that I gained this past year, the size, the ability, and my knowledge of the game, and you know my smarts. I don't think I get a lot of credit for how cerebral I am when it comes to being the quarterback. So I think at that level, I'm you know, I think I'm ready for that level. And, you know, only, like I said before, only time will tell.
What do you have to work on the most?
Physically or mentally? Definitely mentally. When you get in that system and learning that playbook and, you know, winning that team, it's not just trust, but that confidence in you. And when I say that team, I mean the players and the organizations and definitely the fans as well. So jumping, diving right into that playbook and you know, cause I don't think the physical ability is there. I mean, I don't think the physical ability is an issue.
Cardell, we know what you're like on Twitter. Do NFL teams ask you about that, or do they care about that at all?
I had a couple of questions about it. I mean, really only had a couple of tweets that I shouldn't probably tweeted when I was younger, but I haven't really had my formal meetings with teams yet. That all happens tonight.
Why couldn't you do this last year?
Because it's just experience. Last year I was coming off three games playing. I mean, probably a total of maybe less than 200 snaps in my college career at that point.
Tulsa wide receiver Kiaris Garrett, table five. Tulsa wide receiver Kiaris Garrett, table five.
Some people think playing in your hometown would present a new set of obstacles that you shouldn't face. How do you feel the prospect of even ending up in Cleveland?
What obstacles are they talking about?
Is the pressures of having family and friends constantly surrounding you distracting you from your child?
I have more.
Not you personally.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I have more family and friends in Columbus, you know, than in Cleveland because of my teammates, the guys I, you know, was with for the last 3 or 4 years. But I don't think I think every city you go and play is going to have its own obstacles, but I don't think it's a pro or a con to play in Cleveland. I mean, I want to play for a great organization, and as long as I have the right mindset, I mean, I don't think nothing really will distract me on and off the field.
Cardell, what's the biggest lesson you took playing together with two other very talented quarterbacks? What's the biggest lesson you learned together as a trio?
Competition. I mean, you kind of learn at a young age, but you never really had that much talent in one room or at one position at one time on any team, you know, in any sport. So the competition level that we all, you know, was facing and the things that we competed with within the daily basis of meeting rooms, like who would get the hand up first to answer a question or weight room or, I mean, it wasn't really a competition when it comes to speed drills. Braxton used to destroy us. But other things like that, everything was a definitely a competition.
Turning to your size, 253, how does that help you stand tall in the and deliver the ball downfield the way that you do?
I think, I mean, the size, is, I think it has a significant part on it, but I think my confidence really allowed me to do things like that because you got guys who are much smaller than me doing things that just as well, you know, standing in the pocket, delivering the ball downfield. But I think it, you know, it's going to be helpful for me to, you know, hopefully shake through arm tackles and, you know, keep going when guys are trying to drag me down or with one arm, you know, things like that.
Cardale, what did you learn most from getting better?
Repeat that?
What did you learn most from getting put to the bench?
What did I learn most? I guess it's just always staying ready again because I got benched versus Penn State. JT came in. He had an unbelievable game versus Rutgers, his first start. And then the situation happened. I had to play the following week. So just staying ready. And, you know, we won the following week versus Minnesota. So I don't think if I would have got – I think if I would have got benched and had the wrong mindset, I don't think the team wouldn't have as much success as we did versus Minnesota.
Was it frustrating for you to – enter the year looking over your shoulder after the way the last season ended with the quarterback?
Not really. I think, you always going to be looking over your shoulder, you know, definitely at the next level and hopefully the guy in front of me or the guys in front of me feel me behind them and they going to look over their shoulder because, I mean, it's his job now.
Towards the workout Saturday as an opportunity to wow people.
Indianapolis Colts GM Ryan Grigson, podium A. Indianapolis Colts GM Ryan Grigson, podium A.
Can you repeat that?
Do you look at the workout Saturday throwing in front of all the coaches and scouts as an opportunity to just showcase your physical ability?
In a way, yeah, but I'm really looking forward to the running part of it, you know, the 40 and probably the vertical. But, I mean, dropping back and throwing the ball to guys in shorts and shirts, I mean, I don't think that really is going to wow too many people when I don't have any pressure, I don't have to avoid anything. Maybe a couple of drills, but, you know, I think the combine overall is going to be a good time to show what I can do. But I don't think too many coaches are going to say, oh, he had a great combine, he's going to be the best quarterback to ever play the game.
How do you think you'll fit in an NFL offense?
Auburn wide receiver Ricardo Lewis, table one.
It depends what type of offense it is. I mean, if we're going to take shots downfield or are we going to, you know, be more of a pocket or get me on the outside, you know, I think as long as I put the time in and in an effort and the energy to learn that playbook and putting it on the field with my teammates, I think I can be successful in any offense.
Do you think you might be more of an NFL quarterback or more of a drop back kind of guy? That's sort of what Urban wanted was for running and that kind of stuff?
I mean, that's up to you guys to you know, decipher. I mean, I think I'm a quarterback. I mean, whoever that may entice me, running around or delivering the ball from the pocket.
San Diego to work with George. What's been the biggest change, you think? How have you maybe focused on your improvement for the draft and just your personal improvement with him? What's maybe the biggest lesson in these 5 years?
Just understanding it's a job now, and this is how people provide for their families. And, you know, so getting accustomed with taking snaps from under center and taking drops, 3, 5, and 7-step drops and things like that. So just shaping that mindset and that in the way I think and the way I go about everything, this is not just a job. It's a career. I don't want a job in the NFL. I want a career.
Cardale, what do you think teams are going to learn about you when they put you on the whiteboard and start having you drop, please?
I can't wait because, like I said before, I don't think I get a lot of credit for my knowledge of the game I don't think OSU get a lot of credit for the things and the responsibility they put on a quarterback. So, I mean, I can't wait to shock them.
Is that why you don't get enough credit personally because of the nature, maybe the perception of the offense, or do you think there's something with you personally that you don't get credit for?
Yeah, a little bit of the offense. I don't think me personally. I think everyone who knows me and been around me know I'm a pretty smart young man. But the nature of the offense, I'm pretty sure everybody thinks it's zone read, run the quarterback to death. That's definitely not that at all.
So much of the NFL is about protecting the quarterback. Do you seem to like to enjoy getting out punishments? Is that a fair statement?
No, it's not. I'm the type, you know, if I run and I got to lower my shoulder to get that extra yard on third down in a national championship game or a Super Bowl, yeah, I'm going to do it. Just being more experienced. Just being that year helped me get helped me with a little more maturity things, being faced with different obstacles during the season and things like that. So, I think this year going back to school definitely did me well.
Cardell, Braxton Miller said that he thinks he was a first-round pick. Do you think that you have a chance to be a first-round pick?
I mean, everyone's going to tell you, yeah. I mean, of course, I think that. But, you know, my goal is to get my foot in the door, you know, and then let, you know, let my preparation, let my play, and let my leadership, you know, take it from there.
So that's more important than being a first-round pick, getting that opportunity to
close
the door?
Yeah, definitely. The opportunity is definitely way more important than being any pick.
This is a big opportunity, obviously. It's kind of like a dominant. But, no, you're at it.
I mean, I didn't wake up today to say I'm going to show these guys that I can be serious or playful. I'm going to show these guys who I am. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of negative stereotypes on me or things people may project, I mean, think I am or things like that. But, you know, I feel like, you know, the way I am and the things I get done, I mean, as long as I'm not killing anyone or committing any major crimes, I don't think it's a problem with it.
So you think that you think like people think you're a goofball or something?
Probably so, but people don't see the 90 hours, 90 plus hours a week I put in to perform on a weekend.